Good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Tuesday, April 21st, and this is some kind of record. Three podcasts in 3 days, and this one's going to be a five-minute podcast. Maybe it's four in four days. I don't know. It's been a lot of podcasting. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about the Apple Watch, and my experience with the Apple Watch today has been limited to going to store.apple.com and trying to figure out how one goes about buying one of these things. And I'm stumped. I mean, it's really something. I mean, first of all, the thing to say is that I have got the thickest wrists of anybody you've ever met. That's the same. I have thick instep, too. It's always made it difficult for me to buy boots. And watches, however, have never been a problem. Somehow the watch manufacturers create watches that fit my wrist. I mean, you know, and when you think about it, it's not really that hard. It's like what you have to do. First of all, my wrist isn't fat. It's just big, okay? So it's not like there is a tremendous range. There is not a tremendous range in the width of wrists as there is in, for example, waists. You know, waist can go from, you know, whatever to whatever. I mean, they can be small or medium-sized or large or extremely large, right? But wrists, for whatever reason, there is an upper limit on how fat a wrist can be, how big a wrist can be. I'm not talking fat. So somehow, watch manufacturers have, like, dealt with this, and I have never been asked before, what size band do you need for your wrist? So, it's not a question I'm accustomed to being asked. So, on my first incursion, and maybe I've made, you know, 10 total trips here to investigate the process of possibly buying one of these things, I learned that I need to know my wrist size, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to, I have downloaded those paper rulers, but I'm not going to print it out and cut it out and put it around my wrist. I'm sorry. I'm just going to assume that my wrist is the biggest wrist they've ever seen, and I'm going for the biggest watch band size. So, first thing is, how about, like, inverting the process. I mean, okay, so like, for example, so I go to the site, and in my first five visits, I determined I can't get the low-end watch. It just doesn't come with a band that is sizable enough for my enormous wrist. So I always go, and I'm not going to spend $17,000 on one of these things. It's just not, you know, I'm sorry. There are possibly some things I might someday spend $17,000 on. Although there really aren't many. I mean, you know, a car. Okay, you're going to buy a car, it's going to cost more than $17,000, probably. Although you could probably buy a pretty decent used car for less than $17,000. The car that I donated to the Kidney Foundation, for example, sold for $13,000, and it was a very nice car. You certainly would be nice, happy to be driving it. Not a lot of miles, you know. Hardly driven by a grandmother. I mean, believe me, the last few years the car suffered more not from being driven than being driven. Did not get driven very much. So, one thing they could do is to say, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, and then the first question I would like them to ask is, tell us about your wrist. And give me a few check boxes. Would you say your wrist is very thin, or average size, or large, or very large? And I would check the very large box, and all of a sudden the website would get simple. Well, the next question would be, would you ever consider spending $17,000 on a watch? And I would check, no, under no circumstances would I ever consider spending $17,000 on a watch. So, okay, armed with those two pieces of information, I suspect there's one, maybe two watches I could buy. So what they should say is, here are the two watches you could buy. And here's one reason why you might want to buy this one, and another reason why you want to buy that one, but, you know, here are your two choices. Instead, they say, here Okay, so they instead they give you three choices at the top. And the choices are Apple Watch Sport, Apple Watch, Apple Watch Edition. All right. Well, I could tell pretty quickly, as I said before, the Apple Watch Sport wasn't going to make it. Even though those were the entry-level price, even $349 for a watch seems, excuse me, but ridiculous. I have never, well, that's not true. I did once spend $1,000 on a watch, and I have to say, it was a nice watch, and I felt pretty good about it. And why I spent $1,000 on a watch, I don't know. I went to Macy's one day, and I said, show me some of the better watches, and this is what they came out with, and it was a nice watch, and I still have it in one of my drawers here. It stopped working a while. I could get it fixed. Instead, I bought a new watch. And that one I spent like $200 on. It was a Seiko, I think. And it's one of those things that doesn't have a battery. It's just it charges itself in motion. So if I don't use it for a while, I put it on my wrist and I shake my wrist up a little bit and it starts working. Set the time and off I go. And it's sitting on my nightstand and I haven't worn it in a year. I could probably just put it in the drawer. It's just not, I'm never going to wear it. It's an okay watch, but I don't need a watch. Really don't need a watch. now that I got that out of the way. So, alright, so three choices. The sport watch is not it. So, and it's not $17,000. So, okay, we narrow down Apple Watch. Why they have the different names on these things, it's really hard for me to tell, but okay. I'm okay with that. So then I go there and it says, watch, available in 20 models. So when they say something like available in 20 models, you'd like to feel like you could say a list. See a list that goes 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through 20, and here are those models, and maybe a nice little table that says, this is, you know, here are the features, and that this one has and this one doesn't have and, you know, so forth. Because they're not telling me which ones come with the big wristband. You know, I have to figure that out myself. There's a chart somewhere that, yeah, anyway. And so then you go, okay, so I see three watches now. And I'm going to put this screenshot in with this podcast so that you can see. So find your way back to the website and click on the link and look at the screenshot that's there. And I see three watches. I see a 38mm stainless steel case with white sport band. I see a 42mm stainless steel with white sport band. And I see a 38mm stainless steel with black sport band. These all seem to be pretty much the same thing, except different millimeters and different kinds of bands. And different prices. Two of them are $549, one's $599. It's really not a whole lot of difference in the price there. Excuse me, but where are the other 17? I see three. I click around. Every time I click on something, it takes me deep into the watch that I was clicking on. One would figure that, okay, there might be a left arrow or a right arrow somewhere in here. Nope, nothing. Absolutely nothing I can click on to see the other 17 models. I know they're there. I know that they're there. Somewhere in that website are the other 17 models. And, excuse me, but one of those 17 is the one that I can buy, and these three are not. Because they don't come with the super fat, you know, wristband for the enormous, not fat, but enormous wrist that I have. Okay. So what do? I don't know. I just have to say that in all the years of buying Apple products on the web, usually it comes down to one or two basic decisions that I have to make. And I've usually made those decisions pretty quickly. Like, for example, when I buy an iPhone, the last iPhone I bought, okay, I have to decide which carrier, and I'm always going for the unlocked phone anyway, so find me the unlocked phone. Okay, there it is. Everything out of the way, other than that. How much memory do I want? Pretty much know that one, too. I go for 64. Or is it 32? I think it's 32. I think I get 32 gigabytes. I don't get the max. I get, I'm not sure. This might be a 64 gig phone I have here. I'm not sure. But is there a lot at stake between 32 and 64? Absolutely not. If I got 16, yes. I was being a cheapskate with that for a while, and I was going for the 16 gigabyte, and realized that it's just really limits the functionality. But 32 is plenty for the music and for, you know, a few podcasts and some apps and maybe a movie or two. You know, that 32 is plenty. And but basically anything that I buy is going to work. And plus, I'm generally not waiting 8 months to get the damn thing delivered, so it's a disaster. I mean, it's, to me, it's an indication that this is a company that has completely lost touch with how to even basically sell a product. You know, this is old joke, and I think I read it in Reason Trout, and they, all their books have this joke in it. It's not really a joke. It's more sort of a lesson. the question is, a guy walks into a bar and he says, "Give me a Johnny Walker." And the bartender says, "Would you like a Johnny Walker red? Would you like a Johnny Walker black? Would you like a Johnny Walker green and Johnny Walker white?" The guy says, "Fuck it, give me a Chivas." Point being, Chivas made it easy for him to say, "Give me a Chivas," and Johnny Walker came up with all these different products. And when you come right down to it, when a guy wants a scotch, whiskey, what he wants is something to drink, and he wants to get drunk. Maybe one in 100 people understand what Johnny Walker Green is, or Johnny Walker X or Y or whatever. Who the fuck cares? Why do I want to watch? I don't know, because it's the new thing. I don't really want one. But if they made it easy for me, I would have already bought one. But they refused to make it easy, so instead of buying a watch, I'm recording a podcast. On an iPhone, of course, so that's fine. Anyway, that's my story. This is not a 5-minute podcast. I'm sorry it's a 12-minute podcast, but we're going to work on the 5-minute thing. We'll get there, okay? Talk to you all later. Dave Weiner here. Bye-bye.